Here to talk with us today is John Williams, Senior Sales Manager for East Wind Brewery. East Wind has just begun operations in Hong Kong, and Mr. Williams will be speaking to us about the marketing of alcohol on university campuses. Mr. Williams?
Good day, everyone. I'm John Williams, Senior Sales Manager for East Wind Brewery, Asia Pacific region. As I'm sure most of you know, East Wind Brewery produces some of the most popular beer in the world. We are proud that local Hong Kong establishments such as Dan Ryan's Bar and Grill stock East Wind Light along with some of our other products. Today, however, I'm not here to talk to you about our products, but to talk about the brewing industry and about our role in the recreational life of Hong Kong students. Specifically, I'd like to talk about the views of East Wind Brewery on the issue of whether or not the marketing of alcoholic beverages on campuses causes abuse. Oh, of course, if any of you have questions or comments, I'd love to hear them. Perhaps we would all agree that American and Canadian businesses know how important the college market is. College students in those countries make up more than a third of what is called the young adult market. That is, the consumers from the minimum drinking age, 18 to 21, to age 24, who elect to drink and who are just establishing brand loyalties.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, but I have a question. Are you saying that universities in Canada and the US allow widespread commercial marketing activities on the campus?
Well, it depends on the individual campus, of course, but in general, it is allowed, particularly if the company involved makes donations to the university. East Wind Brewery sponsors many athletic events, and so we are allowed to advertise. Anyway, if I can continue, the importance of these early brand decisions is obvious to manufacturers of such products as electronic equipment, automobiles, and of course, beer. Companies hope that if you start buying their products at a young age, you will continue to buy them throughout your life. Take mobile phones as an example. If you buy from Nokia when you're 20 years old, and if you're happy with their products, you will probably continue to buy their products in the years to come. Well, it's the same with beer. So major breweries, along with other industries, conduct extensive college promotional and advertising programs, sponsor campus events, and employ student representatives. These activities are designed to establish a lifetime of loyalty to a specific brand for individuals who've chosen to use a specific product. For East Wind Brewery, this means encouraging individuals of legal drinking age who choose to drink beer to use a specific brand. It does not mean encouraging non-drinkers to drink beer, nor does it mean encouraging excessive or illegal use of beer or alcoholic beverages in general.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to step in here. There's two points I'd like to make. First, alcohol is not sold on campuses in Hong Kong. No beer, no wine, no spirits, nothing. Hong Kong universities do not have bars like North American universities. Furthermore, I think it's safe to say that the marketing of alcohol on campuses in Hong Kong would not be acceptable to students, the community as a whole, parents, or university administration. The second point I'd like to make is that you are trying to promote a product that is essentially unhealthy. It leads to the physical, mental, and emotional breakdown of people.
Well, you certainly are blunt with your comments, and I must say that I don't totally agree with you. While you're correct in saying that alcohol can lead to mental, physical, and emotional problems, these illnesses come about only as a result of alcohol abuse. Normal consumption of alcohol will not cause these problems. Indeed, alcohol consumption is part of maturing into adulthood, a rite of passage, you might say. Many university officials, industry groups, and others are concerned about college marketing by the alcoholic beverage industry. That this concern legitimately stems from the growing recognition of alcohol abuse on campuses. Often, it includes a perceived link between these problems and all marketing of alcoholic beverages on campuses. But we strongly believe that this perception is not at all supported by the best available evidence.